we have some other things we need to get to here. And if you don't like freedom of speech, then I suggest you run along. It is remarkable. It is remarkable to me that people that call themselves conservatives, that people that claim to defend the First Amendment, people that claim to be interested in conversations, can't handle it. If you don't adhere to their ideology on the right, they call you names. They run along. See ya. Ta-ta. This is a place where we have freedom of speech, robust conversations. There's not just one person that can lead this country. There are preferred people that can lead this country. The people that cannot lead this country are currently in charge. Wake up, America. There's not just one answer. In fact, the best person to be president of the United States, you know who it is? Some farmer in Iowa you've never heard of. But because they don't have millions of dollars and the ability to get in front of the spotlight and cameras, they'll never run for president. They'll never be there, even though they're the most qualified, most collected, most common sense person possible. Somewhere out there, there's 1,000 people like that. But you'll never hear about them because they'll never run for office. So before you delude yourself into thinking there's just one answer to the question, there's not. There are a lot of great patriots in this country that can lead this country. A lot of great patriots that could step up right now and do a far better job than what we currently have. A far better job than what we currently have. That is crystal clear. If you don't understand that, then you don't understand a lot of things. So let's just put that out there. America needs to be saved. And it's going to be done by a group of people, whatever that group turns out to be. And I don't know that answer yet. People have preferences. I have preferences, but I don't have one answer. I'm not that obtuse. Congressman James Comer says a bombshell transfer of millions of dollars from China to the Biden family. Wow. Millions of dollars from China to the Biden family with no ties to any particular entity or business has been discovered. Well, isn't that interesting? Listen.
We discovered that they got a $3 million wire 2 months after Joe Biden left office. And then the very next day, from that account, that Walker account that appears to be a pass-through account, then they started wiring money to Biden family members, plural. And there were three different Biden family members that received a cut from that $3 million, including a new Biden family member that's never before been included in any of these investigations. So our question is, you know, what exactly did they do to receive that money? What was the purpose of that $3 million wire?
What was the purpose of that $3 million wire? $3 million from China, which means it comes from the Chinese Communist Party, because that kind of money doesn't leave the country without the blessing of the party and Chairman Xi. We don't call him president here anymore. It's Chairman Xi, just like Chairman Mao. He has as much power as Chairman Mao, does Xi, at this point. And then Comer points out the media defenders of the Bidens want to say that it's for business. For business. Business? What business? Here's more.
This is an investigation of Joe Biden, and we're investigating the Biden family. And again, after this new batch of information, it expands. There are more family members involved in this than just the president's son. And what they've said in the media, oh, this was for business. We can't identify any business. It appears it went into their personal accounts. So if China's investing with the Bidens in a business, we can't find any business. They don't manufacture anything. They don't sell anything. They don't own any real estate. We don't know what the business is. You know, my theory is it's influence peddling. And if so, then that's wrong. That's what we call a foreign agent. There are rules with who could be foreign agents, and you have to be registered to be foreign agent. So, you know, the question is, what were the Bidens doing to receive these massive amounts of money from China? Now, we have the first wire, and we've traced it from China to the Biden family members. We have many more.
Yeah. $3 million. No business, no entity, no real estate, no company. What was the $3 million for? Influence peddling. What else would it be for? I can't believe they actually got their hands on these receipts. We do have the receipts now. And these people should be held accountable. Are they going to be? Your guess is as good as mine. I mean, come on. Who knows if anybody gets held accountable for much of anything? I mean, nobody gets held accountable for anything. The banks are failing. KPMG, one of the big four accounting firms, goes in and gives them a clean bill of health. What, the day before everything fell apart, right? The day before everything fell apart. And the banks, and nothing's going to happen to the banks. In fact, we can go straight to the next part of the banks. The former FDIC chair says the banking community is in real trouble. It's Bite 14. He used to be the chair of the FDIC that's paying for everybody now. Listen to this.
I do think there are probably going to be more failures along the way. The problem we have is the same one we had back in the 1970s when the government was out of control with its fiscal policies, its monetary policies. Inflation set in, and banks were just not ready for that or prepared for that, and the thrifts were not either. And we wound up losing some 5,000 banks and thrifts during that period. We won't lose anywhere near that number this time because we don't have that many. We lost so many. We only have about 4,500 banks today. I'm not concerned a lot about contagion. I believe the government knows what it's doing. It's willing to take actions. It knows how to take those actions. And so I don't think this is the last of the failures. I think we've got some cleanup to do. But most importantly, Neil, the government's got to get its act under control. The fiscal policies have been awful in the last 20 years since Clinton left office, surprisingly. The government has had irresponsible fiscal policies for 20 years.
20 years. Not just the Democrats. Irresponsible fiscal policies under Republicans like George W. Bush. And yes, Donald Trump, too. You can only fix so much in a short period of time. Yeah, bad fiscal policies, but there's so much to do any given day. How do you keep up with all of it? We need the right people in the White House. We don't have that currently. We need a changing of the guard for sure. That's a lock. We'll be right back on the Steve Gruber Show.